This is the Composer's Datebook for May 5th. I'm John Zeck. The French composer Claude Debussy was too sick to be called up for service when World War I broke out in 1914, and the combination of his private battle with cancer and his nation's battle with Germany plunged him into depression. But by the spring of 1915, Debussy decided he had to keep on composing. He wrote, "I want to work, not so much for myself, but to give proof, however small it may be, that not even 30 million Bosch can destroy French thought." Debussy's publisher recalled that around that time, Debussy heard a performance of the Septet for trumpet, piano, and strings by Camille Saint-Saëns, and that experience led him to write chamber works rather than big orchestral pieces. Debussy planned to write 6 chamber sonatas, but he completed only 3. Working, as he put it, like a madman, he finished a cello sonata and a trio sonata for flute, viola, and harp in the summer and fall of 1915. In December of that year, radium treatments and morphine injections, following an operation to slow the progress of his cancer, brought Debussy's sonata project to a grinding halt. Rallying somewhat by the following summer, Debussy vowed to keep on working. He wrote, "If I am doomed to vanish soon, I desire at least to have done my duty." On May 5, 1917, Debussy made his last public appearance in Paris at the Salle Gavet, accompanying violinist Gaston Poulet in the premiere of his final work, a sonata for violin and piano. Debussy would die the following spring. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.